Stopping for the night around a glowing campfire, two musicians from Richmond treated the group to songs inspired by Virginia's natural beauty.
Holy River, take me back in time.
Singer and composer Lainey Sullivan and partner Jameson Price joined the 150-mile walk because they fear the Atlantic Coast Pipeline will damage the environment.
I'm really concerned about the impact of the pipeline on the James River watershed. Being from Richmond, and the James River is my drinking water.
Melissa Wender of Charlottesville felt the danger deeply as she climbed up and down mountain trails.
What I wish is that there was more people with us learning and seeing, oh my God, this ridge is extraordinarily narrow and steep. And to create a 150-foot flat spot to work on, you will need to remove 30 feet of mountain ridge and dump it down the side. And when you're standing there, you can really picture what a really crazy project this is.
For Carrie Gerstantis, the thought of a pipeline being built for profit was equally disturbing.
I personally felt like I needed to bear witness to what we have. I mean, it's beautiful. And to think that somebody else's for-profit corporation is going to benefit, and then whatever resources are extracted are going to be exported, it's sickening.
And Lee White felt bad for families who lost their fight to keep Dominion Energy from taking their property through eminent domain.
We had the kickoff rally on Saturday afternoon in Bath County. The Bratton family have been there on that land since 1764. The pipeline is proposed to cut through across their land, straight up the ridge, taking the top of the mountain off and over the other side, and their spring water comes down from that mountain.
Pam Mendoza, who lives near Nellie's Ford, could definitely relate and was glad to support the property owners she met en route.
It was going through my farm for about a mile, and then the route changed. And so while it was no longer in my backyard, I wanted to tell people out here that they weren't alone, that it's in everybody's backyard. It's in Virginia.
Elizabeth Gay and Deborah Kushner expressed gratitude for the hospitality shown as marchers camped on private property each night.
The hosts have been amazing people, so generous of spirit, so organized to make our stay special. This couple has been allowing us to go in and use their shower. We do have a porta potty, but we just finished 9 miles today. You really want a shower, and they've just been amazing.
We've been met with graciousness, homemade cookies along the way, many smiles, many thumbs up. A couple of people we've had to break the news to that there is a pipeline coming to their area, which is shocking that they hadn't known.
The group will arrive in Buckingham County on Sunday, July 2nd, in time for church. After that, trucks carrying food and a porta potty head home. But some hardy souls plan to continue walking the line into North Carolina. I'm Sandy Houseman.